evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to join our net this evening. Whatever station that was trying to check in, you might want to bump up the power a little bit. You weren't making the repeater. I could not get your complete call sign. I'm sorry. If you want to try it one more time.
Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike, Kilo, Joe.
I think you said it was Joe. Is that correct? I'm going to assume you are mobile. You're very, very hard to copy. Well, I don't know if you have anything to add for us this evening. I'll give it another go. Okay, we'll get back to you in a bit. Maybe you'll be in a little bit of a better location. So I'm going to move on here, and I'm listening for any stations that are on EchoLink that would like to join us this evening. EchoLink stations, please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds. All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PSM, good evening to the Chuckle Lady.
Okay, we recognize George and John. Any other stations, including any mobile stations or battery-powered or portable? Okay, George. Thanks for the moniker, the Chuckle Lady. Alrighty, George, so how are you this evening, and have you had warmer temperatures?
Yes, we have. Good evening to you, Kathy, and John, and everybody else on the net, and whoever that mobile station was that couldn't even read. We got a temperature here of 33 degrees and staying that for hours now when the temperature range today started at 23. It was midnight last night. Now it's up to 33. And yes, we've had a slight bit of melt here today, which I'm very glad of. We did have enough sunshine to get the batteries up to a reasonable charge, though not fully charged state, but it's all power. And I was planning on this vertical, this vertical wind generator thing, and I read reviews on it. I just know it better than to ever touch the thing, that's for sure. Try to get a loan of a cherry picker and get the windmill with defective on me down from its 35 foot tower and try to repair it then. That's probably the best way, and we didn't waste money on something that I would have been very disappointed in anyway. So anyway, that's about it. Glad I got the digi here, and what can we say? I know what I believe down your way. There's little of anything that's all digi. I know the Oneida and Herkimer last I tried, which was about a couple weeks ago or so, was still on the VHF. So I don't know if even a digital was necessary for you down there right now, but of course here at Lewis it definitely is. So nothing much else to report. I fell asleep last night before the net time, and next thing I knew it was 1 o'clock in the morning. So and the house was getting cold. Gas heater was going because the wood fire was out by then. And with that, we'll take up West 73s and 2 PFM clip.
Well, good for you, George. You're using alternate power, you know. I don't know if, you know, they used to offer tax incentives for that, and they're going to discontinue that, so it's good that you took advantage of that at that time. But, alrighty, up next is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, good evening to you, George, and Joe that's out there in the hinterlands. I'm not sure if you're on a handheld or what. Got bits and pieces of your transmission. Maybe Kathy will give it a shot again. We had a very, very good day here today. We got our carpeting installed, and then we proceeded to move some of the gym equipment out there. I didn't think we were going to do it, but we've got the elliptical out there, and let's see, the air dye, the weight bench, and let's see, what else is out there? Trying to think. Oh, the Roman chair. We just got stuff kind of in, got the mats all scrubbed down, so we've put stuff in where it's supposed to be. We've never had it set up out there before. And it's kind of a temporary thing because we have to, I've got to put the molding back on. Probably got to get some new molding, so at least we know where the equipment's going to be. So it was very, a very, very good day. It's kind of nice looking at all the stuff and finally having stuff put in its spot. Haven't moved the all of the weight machine out there yet. However, we had some telephone problems, and Murphy struck, and I ended up, I just came inside a little while ago, so I'm going to be the, what's that, lineman for the county, what Glenn Campbell, so I'm going to go out and repair the telephone line. It's pretty simple to do, so I suppose Frontier could do it, but I'd wait, who knows how long I'd wait. So evidently the snow put off the roof and got a hold of one of the cables that I'll try to, you know, they have professional people install this, so I'll go out and do an amateur radio professional installation, and we'll make sure that it doesn't come off the building. I think what happened is some of the snow or ice got a hold of the cable because it was not really anchored as secure as it could be. So at least it's not too cold out, so I'll take care of that. That'll restore the telephone and the cable system, and I won't have a bill for it, so there you go. But outside of that, I'm not sure what's going on tomorrow. Plan on running a few errands, and maybe we'll go into camp in the afternoon with a few people and start the wood stove up. We'll have to see how that'll go. But to turn it back over to Ned, hope everyone has a great evening, so we don't get in here tomorrow evening. And And, I wanted to mention on the Moose today, I heard it about 17 minutes past 7 this morning, right around there, they have the snowmobile trail reports. So, that was kind of interesting listening to that. So if people are into that, you can get a kind of a forecast of what's going on if you're into the snowmobiling. And the people out there are out full force. We heard the DEC or the Forest Rangers are out and keeping track of those unregistered snowmobiles. All right, WATU, back to that.
All righty, thank you, John. And I also have Gizmo the cat here sitting on all my papers, which makes it quite convenient. Inconvenient, but... Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
Good evening, Pete. And how are you faring on this Friday evening?
KC2WI, well, not too bad. I didn't really want to do it. I should have done it last night because it never got any colder overnight. I think it was colder last, 8 o'clock last night than it was this morning. But I didn't. Waited till the daylight. Went out, pulled the snow off my roof a little bit at a time. Ran the snowblower, blew it out of the driveway, pulled a little bit more off, and then, of course, it all came down, so I had a bigger blob than I wanted. And then I pulled my, put my trailer on, well, I had it on the car, and backed right up next to the house and knocked the ice off, let that all fall on the trailer, and the remainder of the snow, and moved it back a little and got the rest of it. And trucked it right out of here instead of trying to move that. And I should have done it last night because that took me quite a while, but I decided to go for a snowmobile ride. I sort of decided that last night. I figured, well, I'll do the roof. That won't take too long. But anyway, so around noon or a little after, I kind of got out. And it doesn't seem like I can get out before noon. I might tomorrow, but I rode up to up the road here. Snowbanks are pretty good. The road's getting bare, but the snowbanks, most of the places are. It's enough snow to ride on without being too much, and there hasn't been too much salt, sand spread to cover them with sand yet, or at least it hasn't melted down too much to have a layer of sand on top. And I headed up to the Confusion Flats and poked around and went to Little Otter Lake and a couple of things like that, and then out to Stony Lake Road and up to Stony Lake, and that wasn't too bad, a little rough. Trails could have been groomed, I think, again. And then east of Stony Lake, it's a good road in the Stony Lake. You drive your car in there, and the camps in the summer, you drive cars to it. And then you get a little pass there. I think the road's pretty good up for a little ways. I don't know because I don't think I've ever been there past Stony Lake in the summer. And it just keeps getting worse, logging road kind of stuff. And it gets to a spot where they rerouted the trail and to get out of some water problems, but I think they made it worse. It was just, and there's a couple big mud holes and rocks, and got through it up to 10 Mile Crossing Road, and I'd just been ridden to death, so it was all right. And I turned left, went towards Stillwater, and I wasn't going to go all the way. In fact, I stopped and had my sandwich, and I turned around. I said, nah, I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to go up to the intersection. So I went up to the intersection at the 10-mile point of 10 Mile Road, and then coming from Stillwater Road, that's called McCarty Road, and there's a trail that comes in from Big Moose Road. So, the trail up McCarty Road looked pretty good, because I think a lot of traffic was coming in the other way. I'm going to go up to the North Crossover, which is a little trail through the woods. And I went up to that, and it was a couple of mud holes, but it was nothing you could ride around. And out to Smith Road, which was like perfect, because it doesn't go anywhere. It dead ends at number 4 road, which is plowed. So I came back out that, and I said, well, you know what? I'm not that far. Well, I looked at my GPS, and I said, oh, ooh, there's this geocache up here. It's only a mile and a half. I'm going to go see if I can find that. And so that got me to the little trail down to Sunday Lake, and I went up down there, and I went out this other little trail where the cache was, which is goes over a mile or two parallel in number 4. Well, I'm close enough to Stillwater. I ought to go there and get gas. You know, the road, Stillwater Road, was plowed, but they don't sand it. They, you know, there's not much out there in Stillwater. It's mostly Stillwater Shop and the restaurant. 5.76, I think, a gallon. 5.75.9 or something like that. It's always high there, and I don't think he lowered the price at all. You know, even though the price of gas has come down $2 a gallon, it's just the same. But it's sort of like, well, if you need it, either you buy it or you don't, you know. So just for peace of mind, I had $20, you know, with like 3 gallons of gas or something, you know. And I had a little snack and came back, and I could have come back. I didn't really need it. But better that than worrying, you know, if you're looking at the gauge and it's low. And so I went 87 miles, I think, you know, the trails were a little rough in spots. It's really funny. Like Smith Road, like I say, that north crossover to Smith Road, and then that's 4 miles, and that was like perfect, absolutely beautiful, because it doesn't really go anywhere. It's not ridden. So if there's snow in the woods, quite a bit, and on little secondary trails and stuff, they're just, some of them are just gorgeous, but you know, the main stuff has just been ground up, and it's going to be all snert tomorrow, if not by the end of tonight with the warm temperatures. Anyway, that was the daily activity. So I don't know what the moose is saying for trail conditions, but whatever they say, you know, the thing about trail conditions is they're only good for when they're reported. Don't, you know, 6 hours later, especially with heavy traffic and warm temperatures, forget it. So it's going to be a crazy weekend, I'm sure, but at least I got a ride. A fairly nice ride in nice, pleasant temperatures and all that, KC2WI.
Pete, I can't believe you said it was over $5 a gallon. That's criminal. That's awful. But I'm glad you had a good ride, though. Yeah, it was pretty much cloudy, a little bit of sun today, not a whole lot of really, really nice sun, but good. We had some warmer temperatures. That's good. Anything else for us this evening?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing particularly interesting. I'll mention again, and I probably won't do it because I'll be... I probably won't get to it, but Voice of America transmitting digital on certain times. VOA Radiogram, I think it's .net, is the website, gives the schedule and the specifications. Pretty interesting. If you got, you know, a computer, load up the FL Digi program, tune in, take your shortwave receiver and tune in. Kind of neat. KC2WI.
Well, okay, Pete, that's good information. We are currently without a phone and internet right now. But I know John, anybody can fix it, John will. So that'll work. Alrighty. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for us this evening? Please call now.
N5AOW, good evening, Kathy.
WAT with a comment for Pete.
Okay, go ahead, John.
make it brief. Pete, at that price, if you were closer, I would have given you a couple bottles of scotch, because you were certainly paying the scotch price WATU back to that.
Alrighty, N5AOW, Bob. Thank you for joining us this evening, and how are you doing?
N5AOW in the group. Oh, real good. Nice day today, even though it was cloudy. We had a trip to make from here to Fulton and back again, and no issues. The weather was good. Saw a lot of ice on Lake. What was that? Boy, now I lost track of it. It's not. What in the world is that lake out that way? Anyway, not going to make a long story out of it. We had a good day today. Temperature was good, and that was pretty much it. Got back and relaxed a bit, and just took it easy and popped the shoes off and got comfortable. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Kathy. You're sounding good as usual. W back to net control.
Alrighty, Bob, well, thank you. I went a couple of weeks without being able to do the net. I had a terrible cold and lost my voice, but thankfully WA2U covered for me, but it's pretty much back to normal. I have a few squeaky moments, so. Before I close the net, I'll give a Friday night chuckle. So, here you go. What do you call a dead Unitarian Universalist? All dressed up with no place to go. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank everybody who joined us this evening, George, John, Pete, and Don, and all those listeners out there. I know you're out there. And we did hear Joe partially, so maybe you can give it a try tomorrow night. Everybody have a safe and good weekend. Enjoy yourself, whatever it happens to be. 73 at all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KC2YXM, this is KD2FBM. Kathy, are you still there?
KC2YXM, yes, I am here, Kevin. We missed you.
Yeah, my apologies. I got in late. I got sidetracked here. I've been watching Gold Rush, and all of a sudden I realized it was after 9 o'clock. So forgive me, but I just wanted to say hello really quick. So I will say hello, and I'll bow out very quickly. 7-3, KC2YXN, KD2FBM. I'll clear on your final.
Okay, Kevin, well, I got you down. So you snuck in before the door closed. You have a good evening as well. KC2YXN, clear.
Okay, no worries, thanks. KD2FBM will be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and like I say, thank you for use of EchoLink. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
Could you repeat your call? call back. Call is Kilo Charlie 2 Whiskey India. You're kind of weak in the repeater. Your audio is pretty low, and I don't think you're full quieting either, but I'm copying that. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Nick, and I'm calling from Utica.
Returning to the 145.17.